From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. On August 7th, voters in Missouri's 4th Congressional District will be choosing between two Democrats to face off against Republican incumbent U.S. Representative Vicky Hartzler. KBIA's Christopher Husted sat down with both Democrats to learn more about what differentiates the two and what they see as the biggest issues facing their Missouri constituents. Here's candidate Renee Hoganson.
I'm a small business owner. I'm a Rotarian and a longtime community member. I've lived in Missouri my whole life and lived in Missouri's 4th for over 40 years. We came here when my dad returned from service during Vietnam, and we lived in Warrensburg and then Cass County, and now came to Columbia when I was 18 and couldn't leave. I'm one of those. So I've had all my kids in Columbia. I've had my girls came from Boone Hospital and my son came from university. So he's my $20 baby. And, you know, I think about this run in terms of service. You know, when you think about really this is the highest form of service I could imagine.
Okay, let's jump into that. So You've lived in every corner of the 4th District, it
yes.
sounds like.
Well, pretty much.
Almost of it. A lot of it.
Yeah, a lot of it.
And you're not seeing the representation of the constituents in the 4th District with the incumbent, with Vicky Hartzler currently.
Absolutely not. And I've been talking with people, you know, for a year and a half. I mean, festivals, parades. I've given away 25,000 pieces of literature in this campaign, hand to hand. I mean, that is an awful lot of people. But
what are you hearing?
Well, it just depends. I mean, of course, the Democrats are thrilled. In fact, the Democrats consider me the best candidate for the seat since Ike Skelton, which is a huge compliment. I'm very humbled by that. Last year, last summer, when I was running in the parades and festival circuit, I guess you could call it, I would run across people that were Trump voters. I would run across people that were more traditional Republican voters, and because they're not necessarily the same. And the thing that strikes me, sometimes they would want to talk to me about Donald Trump. And so I would talk with them and listen, and I would just remind them that I'm not actually running against Donald Trump. And so then we would start having a meaningful conversation. And the thing that I really am so passionate about is what I call house cleaning reforms, campaign finance reform, lobbying reform, and redistricting reform, because I believe that those reforms will recreate our government in the concept that it was originally created by our founding fathers, a government that's transparent and serves the people. The voters out in the 4th District, they're open to change. They're open to voting for a Democrat for this seat.
You know, after the 2016 election, which threw everyone for a loop with results, this 2018 midterm election seems very unique because of a lot of the constituents in the 4th District who are agriculture-based.
Mm-hmm.
They voted for someone who they thought was going to help open up markets, and as we've seen right now, they aren't as happy as they thought they would be. How do you plan to represent those people today?
Agriculture is our number one industry, as you likely know. Soybeans are our number one crop. China is our number one export customer. I mean, and the whole thing is really a potential house of cards for Missourians. I mean, all Missourians, not just farmers. But when you think about the tariffs, you know, the tariffs are really all of the profit margin that a farmer has and then some, and then you throw in the loss of a significant export customer, potentially long-term, because if they decide to take their contracts and make long-term contracts with Brazil, we could really be in a hard place. The thing about farming, I mean, again, our farmers were worried before the tariffs. Our farmers were worried before this trade war, and they were worried about things that I understand, business. I mean, the business of farming. We're talking about falling prices. We're talking about rising costs of business. We're talking about 30-year-old farm equipment and they already are upside down with the bank. They get one check a year. They hope for the best. These people have a lot of courage. Farmers have a lot of courage.
I wanted to talk about cybersecurity and Russia particularly, but we saw Senator McCaskill recently have an attack on her campaign and her office. What have you learned recently? What did you participate in? And where do you see protecting our security?
Recently, I did two different press conferences related to Russia. One was after the Helsinki summit, asking Representative Hartzler why she was silent about the summit in Helsinki. And then days later, there was a vote in which she voted to not fund protection for the midterm elections. And after the attempt to infiltrate Senator McCaskill's campaign, I felt that we could potentially be a target as well at some point, and decided to be proactive about it and learn more about cybersecurity. So we held a press conference, again, asking Representative Hartzler why she would vote to not fund protection for the elections, which should simply be the voice of the people. And then we did a follow-up with a cybersecurity expert who explained to us some of the ways that we might be vulnerable. To me, I just believe that being proactive is being responsible.
If you do get the chance to represent the 4th in Congress, what are the top of the list agenda items that you really want to tackle?
Campaign finance reform, overturning Citizens United, is one of the most important things that we could do for the future of this country. Lobbying reform, also getting the power out of the lobbyist's hands. Medicare for all. We have people dying because of pharmaceutical prices. We have people dying because they can't access health care. That has to stop. This is the United States of America. That should never happen. I've had 4 people come up to me and tell me that they've had elderly relatives die because they couldn't fill their prescriptions. And we both know, we all know, all the listeners know, there are lots of people that have to choose between their medication and their food or rent every day, and that's absolutely wrong. In the Federalist Papers, they wrote about legislating from a position of morality, and that's what we need to get back to. Not religion, but what's right and what's wrong and what's good for the American people. And that's where this Congress needs to come from. And it's also how we need to work across the aisle together to get things done. This Congress digs its heels in and seemingly intentionally doesn't get anything done. That's especially not anything that's good for the American people.
So okay. For voters who are going to the primary election and they see your name and they see Hallie Thompson's name, mm-hmm. what do you want voters to know to differentiate yourself from her when they're deciding between the two of you?
Well, I believe that this is one of the most important elections in the history of our country. And who we send to Congress is extremely important. And I know for myself that I have a long resume of accomplishments. I get things done. I move the ball down the road. I know how to build consensus with people. I have a lot of experience working with people, and I have a lot of experience standing up and telling the truth when it's needed. And you can ask anyone that knows me well. I am happy to do that. I'm also a very well-rounded candidate as well. And, you know, I think Ms. Thompson is very, very nice and very bright. She's more of a one-issue person in my estimation. And I just believe that I am the better qualified candidate to represent Missouri's 4th in Congress. I believe I can win. I believe I can win.
That was Democratic primary candidate Renee Hoganson, who's vying for a spot in Congress. She was speaking with KBIA's Christopher Husted. Hoganson and her opponent, Hallie Thompson, will appear on the August 7th primary ballot. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.